Oakland is known for its food trucks, which serve everything from tacos and tamales to West African cuisine. The city's largest concentration of mobile food vendors, a predominantly immigrant population, is in Fruitvale. These micro-businesses provide owners low overhead and the opportunity to become successful entrepreneurs. But if running a small business isn't hard enough in this economy, vendors now face an additional challenge, armed robbery. As Esther Honig reports, crimes against mobile merchants have spiked in the last 6 months.
On the corner of International and Fruitvale Avenue, Carina Flores, owner of Soledad, is selling tamales, pupusas, and tortas. She has a bright pink cart. Flores tells me she begins her day by preparing the food at 4 a.m., opens her cart by 7 a.m., and closes by noon. As the manager of the family business, Flores says she is here every day of the week with an occasional Sunday off.
We've been here more than 12 years working in this place. The founder was my mom. 12 years ago when we arrived in this country, and since then she's worked in her own business, serving the community and selling her pupusas and working. Vendiendo sus tamales y pupusas
y trabajando. Flores and her family immigrated here from Mexico, and like many people who start up a mobile food operation, they were drawn to the prospect of a stable income and the opportunity to invest in a business of their own. Unlike brick-and-mortar establishments, mobile food vendors pay a much lower overhead, making it accessible to people from many income levels.
You could feed your families, you can buy your homes, you can send your children to college.
That's Shelly Garza, the owner and manager of La Placita, a family-run business in Fruitvale that supports and organizes small businesses and mobile food vendors.
I love my food vendors. I have people that dehydrate. They do beef jerky. Oaktown Jerk is here with us. I have a new lady that does kale, dehydrated kale.
Garza's mom founded the center in 1998 at the request of merchants.
And what she was able to do is associate all of the fruit vendors, which were all competitors at the time and really didn't get along, I guess, but she brought them together and taught them that in unity there's a strength.
Over the past 13 years, they've created a network of 55 mobile food vendors, but it was not a simple process.
It was a struggle because the city was not really very welcoming, to be candid.
Oakland City Council member Ignacio de la Fuente says in the 1990s, the streets of Fruitvale were chaotic. Vendors used shopping carts instead of push carts. Some prepared their food at home, sometimes in unsanitary conditions. De la Fuente says the streets of Fruitvale were a mess as vendors fought each other and authorities for territory and the right to sell. If these small businesses were going to make it, someone had to step in and give them legal standing.
We crafted an ordinance that would allow them to operate because the problem they were having, obviously, was that there was no permits, there was no system, no process established. So together we can establish that process. And they allowed these very hardworking families, individuals, you know, started with their little carrito of fruits and then the taco trucks. And obviously now then some of them own restaurants and businesses that are more established and kind of change really the face of the Fruitvale.
And things are changing again, according to Shelly Garza.
We have always known that there's been assault, but now it's getting to the point that it's more violent than it's ever been.
Because mobile food vendors operate on the streets and often stay open late, they have less security than restaurants. Also, most deal exclusively in cash, making them easy targets for robberies. That's earned them a nickname.
They were thought as walking ATMs. That sent a fire in my belly like I have never had. I was very angry because I heard that a month after Gabrielito was killed.
Garza is talking about Gabriel Martinez Jr., a 5-year-old boy who was killed in January. He was at his parents' taco truck on International Boulevard when a stray bullet hit him during an armed robbery. In the past year, armed robberies have become more frequent, and Garza says almost all her vendors have been assaulted. So they are taking action.
Bueno, con eso, first of all, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight.
At a recent community meeting in Fruitvale, Anna Martinez, with the Oakland Police, is talking with vendors about safety.
Today, we have a very special meeting. I'm going to go over the purpose, but this is a special meeting today.
Martinez is the Oakland Police Department's neighborhood service coordinator. She grew up in Fruitvale and works as a liaison between the local community and OPD. She says the type of crime is changing.
There may be an increase in the amount of crime, but they're also really concerned that there's more guns being used when there's these robberies. You know, whether it's either pistol whipping or, you know, guns and more violence involved in robbery. So it's that level that I feel that has really, you know, kind of shocked the community right now.
Many vendors have begun arming themselves as a defense against these violent robberies, while others are willing to pool together the money to hire private armed security officers. Martinez says there's an obvious reason for the spike in crime.
I'm not an economist, but, you know, I've seen the effects, whether it's the banks foreclosing on people's homes or just people having a hard time finding jobs. And I just feel like, you know, Fruitvale is just kind of a microcosm of what's going on nationally.
Because of budget deficits, over the past 3 years, Oakland has had to lay off nearly 200 officers. In 2011, Oakland officials say Fruitvale had the most reported robberies in the city. Currently, there are 6 to 8 officers on patrol in all of Fruitvale on any given day. Back on the corner of International Boulevard at Soledad, the threat is still very real. Cariño Flores says that she's now been robbed twice.
There's more crime. There are more offenses. There are many ugly things. And this is a very big obstacle for us because this is how we make a living and we like to work. It's just that we're risking our lives.
Flores tells me she used to open her cart much earlier to catch the breakfast rush at 6 a.m. But one morning her cart was robbed and she lost all the cash in her register. But she says the money doesn't really matter.
You carry the trauma that has affected you. From everything that you've lived through, you remain in fear and you lose trust.
To combat the effect high crime levels are having on business, the mobile food vendor community, together with La Placita, has been working to install cameras on carts and trucks. The Oakland police are encouraging people to report all crimes and suspicious activity.
We're doing very well. We pay our taxes, we pay our permits, we do everything right. And with God's blessing, we can continue doing this. If the city and the police support us, we can continue with our work and serve the community.
With over 350 businesses, Fruitvale is bustling with economic growth. It's a resilient neighborhood. Owners and residents say that they are determined to stand by their community during this most recent downturn. For Cross Currents, I'm Esther Honig.